Let us think about all kind mother sentient beings and cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating all of them from sickly existence and its suffering. And it's with that kind of bodhicitta motivation that we should all participate in this teaching. As Buddhist practitioners, it is very, very important for us to take refuge every day in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So that should be our ground practice or foundation practice. There are many ways to take refuge in the three jewels or three ratnas, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. We could, do that by way of just simply reciting lines or saying certain words, and by way of mentally or conceptually thinking about or taking refuge in them. As we take refuge in them, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, we have to cultivate the two essential causes of refuge. One, we reflect on the suffering nature of samsara or cyclic existence and generate sense of fright or fear in relation to samsara's suffering. And then the second cause is that we develop complete trust or faith in the abilities of the three jewels to help us to be free from samsara. So by cultivating those two causes of refuge, we go for refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. you know, in a kind of a universal sense, you know, as Buddhists, so we cultivate those two essential causes of refuge and take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. But as we follow Bodhisattva's way of life or Mahayana Buddhism, greater vehicle Buddhism, then it is essential for us to cultivate the altruistic motivation or bodhicitta motivation and then take refuge in the three jewels. Now what does that mean is that we are not preoccupied with our own personal liberation from samsara, but as a matter of fact, we see similarities, commonalities between self and others, and as much as we want to be free from samsara, so are all other sentient beings. And we are all karmically connected, so therefore, in order to liberate both self and others completely from the state of suffering and place ourselves in the state of complete enlightenment or Buddhahood, we generate bodhicitta or altruistic motivation, and with that motivation, now we take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So our refuge practice is for the benefit of you know, both self and others, and so that is unique to, if you will, Mahayana practitioners.
Lendel is on the Lendel and Yikibe, that ever, never to Google this.
So, as part of our refuge practice, we all need to, you know, develop a conviction in the infallible working of the law of karma and its results.
Now,
why is it so important for us to cultivate conviction in the law of karma and its operation? Is if we don't care about, you know, law of karma, if we don't care about our actions and their consequences, then, you know, basically, you know, we might end up doing anything and everything because, after all, what does it matter? You know, so we won't care about, you know, negativities and anything like that because, after all, we really don't have a belief in such consequences.
So if
we don't care about negativities, we might end up doing, you know, innumerable negativities, and all these negative karmic actions will bring negative consequences, and therefore we ourselves will have to go through the consequences of our negative karmic actions.
So the society the lendri ki shebi na ti na mi ndri ki ngor san ta le game ki le ta mang bu kin do was ti na ne ndu shebi na ta na mi ta ra ngor san bi ta ichi na ba go go arte.
So we must cultivate this kind of you know, belief or conviction that if I indulge in certain negative actions, then I am the one who will have to experience their results or the consequences. So if I do a particular negative action, that particular negative action will bring its negative results or outcomes which I must experience. So as I often emphasize these two things, as practitioners, you know, we all need to do these two practices or two types of practice, if you will. In Tibetan, we call it Tsoksa Tibachang. Tsoksa means we need to accumulate merit and wisdom. So we call it practice of accumulation, Tsoksa. Chivachang, practice of purification, because we have lots of defilements and negativities within us, so we need to purify ourselves of these negativities and defilements. And it is through this process, it is through practices of accumulation and purification that we seek progress on spiritual paths leading to complete enlightened state, our ultimate spiritual goal.
That is so much. Maranzo, any pena Lunga Yusum Jigawa can do it in there. That thing in Karuki and Dubit, thing Karuki and Roy Shivers, Yaman of Sosai, Indivergent, thing in Pembuch, never the Gogars.
So the point I'm trying to make here is, when we undertake actions, we could only do three types of action: physical action, verbal action, mental action. So whatever actions we undertake or we perform, we should see that our actions, you know, they have something to do with those two practices I just mentioned, whether they have something to do with, you know, accumulation of merit. If we do something positive physically, verbally, and mentally, they all go into that category. Or that we, you know, take actions of body, spirit, and mind which help us to purify ourselves of all of mental obscurations or negativities.
You know, Sonsa, that's it, didn't mean it.
So if we are completely preoccupied with the needs of only this lifetime, that we want to be, you know, billionaires or anyway extremely rich, that we want to have all kinds of worldly success, then whatever actions we undertake to fulfill these wishes of ours, they really do not, you know, constitute either accumulation practice or purification practice, do they? So it's important for us to understand that, you know, maybe in the name of Dharma or something, we think we are engaging in Dharma or spiritual actions and activities, but we are doing everything with all kinds of worldly attitudes and concerns, that we are so preoccupied with the needs of this lifetime and interests of this lifetime, that we need to be rich, we need to be successful, we need to be famous, and we need to own, you know, all kinds of material things. And with those, you know, intentions and preoccupations, if we engage in what seems like Dharma actions, but they really don't become spiritual or Dharma. So that's very important for us to see. I just explained to you that if our motivations are all to do with this lifetime, get rich, you know, get beautiful, brave, whatever, okay, so I didn't say those things, but to make the list longer, and then, you know, do some kind of practice, but that practice does not either become accumulation practice or become purification practice. So in other words, in the bottom line is, so that doesn't become practice at all. So that's important for us to understand. So if, you know, we need to do purification practice and accumulation practice, but of these two practices, which one do you think is more important? Purification practice is more important.
What is it? Sanji Kumbatoya Shabala Tatinta Tahana Yiki Mangu Juni Togu Yoris. So that thing is that Driver joined Kitchen Bimber, the Imber, the Giramajikanando, Flapper Ladies on Nate Chevy, Jin the Top Gits on a Timber Case. Only so aside the Driver Jean Nani, and the Driver joined the Kitchen Briskano. The Driver Jean de Sanya, Nimbo Togi.
It it is more important, you know, for us to do purification practice, relatively speaking, than accumulation practice. Of course, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't do the accumulation practice. That's important as well. But of these two practices, if you ask which is more important for us, then it's the purification practice. You know why? Because for us to be able to evolve spiritually and develop spiritually, we need to purify ourselves of all defilements and negativities. And so if we want to become Buddha, we got to be pure of all the defilements. And as a great master Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa, who is also known as Jerenpoche, said elsewhere, and Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, he said, we must especially purify ourselves of karmic obscurations, ledip, karmic obscurations, and to do that, we must always apply what is known as four powerful antidotes or opponent forces, in Tibetan called Nyenbo Topshi. Nyenbo meaning antidotes, Top meaning powerful, Shi meaning four. So four powerful antidotes. So when we do purification, it is essential, if you will, we need to apply what is known as four powerful antidotes for the purification to be effective.
Tati, Lamting, Mama Dendusri, Tati Malena Degram, Lamcho Drula Tingi Tongue Tins, Lamji Cho Druba Shabala, and Tingi Tongue Tin, Tajin Joju Tongue Tin, Tam Milu Tinabata, and the Togovers, Lamcho Drula Tingi Tongue Tin, Mani Pardos, the Mani Padu, Sashi Mayomis, and the Hats of the Teshawaki Lambigin, I think to Yamati, the Lamcho Dreagalani, and Zambu Chagyamaris. Tal lamcho drupa la ten karigurashin ta jen jogi tsomi mei luti namba tamba la teni togu gari te toba sheba la ane dupa de karchi nga rangu de sawe ane dupa de dupa de zhong gari lamcho la tsangi de manye pardo sashe mayong gari te masambi bi jola labs le gosun di tuntum mei pabanda hawa le lirjum ane kyo jun dogi tsongwa tenpa kies zganando
The complete version of what Lama Tsongkhapa stated, and Geshe-la quoted the whole lines from his memory, where Lama Tsongkhapa or Jerenpoche tells us that in order to make good progress on the spiritual path, we must find what is known as fully endowed human form or human life. And so without which, if you find any kind of life, that may not be good enough for our spiritual development, or we may not be able to make much spiritual progress, based on other forms of life. So it is very important for one to find a fully endowed human life for tremendous spiritual progress, and for that, we need to purify ourselves of negativities of body, spirit, and mind, and other defilements. And in order to purify ourselves of all such defilements, particularly karmic obscuration, we need to apply four powerful antidotes, consistently.
That means that Nyenbo Top Jibo de Dosres.
So if four powerful antidotes are essential for effective purification practice, what are they? One, we must develop a strong regret or contrition for the negativities that we have already done and accumulated. So that is what we call the power of regret or power of contrition. Nyenbo Sunchenpa in Tibetan. Oh. And the second one is, as we regret strongly for the negativities we have already done and accumulated, now we should firmly resolve not to do them again. That is called the power of resolution. Nyebale lar dobe top in Tibetan.
Ta ti yeze ta tenji top ta ne nyembo kudu shebe top nyeres. Tenji top siyerte chanju ji sem gomba ta, hinge gomba ta, sinje la pen sem gomba ta, tenji top chagu yores. Ne, doji semba gwane ta yijen tamala ta, leso se ne, kaan do se ne, kyo kaan sheba ta, nyembo top chagu yores.
And then there is what is called the power of reliance, literally translating, tenjitop. Now what that means is if we cultivate altruistic state of mind or bodhicitta, great compassion, so these constitute a power of reliance or going for refuge. And then the another power is the power of applying antidotes. We call it Nyembo Kundu Chebetop, applying antidotes consistently or regularly. And so that involves basically any virtuous practice or spiritual practice we do. Again, cultivating love, compassion, altruism, doing Vajrasattva meditation and recitation, doing Avalokiteshvara meditation and recitation, and you just name it. So these, all the spiritual practices we do constitute antidotes to counteract our negativities.
That sentient yin la me pe hinge gomba ta ane yin sentient yin la me pe shamba gomba ta zuta na chira ke chim bu dipa zona le ante tan shangju sem gomba ta tongi tongi chero gomba ta zu pe mi se ta nyembo nan chul ju cha gyo res.
So some of the best antidotes to purify our negativities are cultivating love, which is wishing, cultivating, I should say, great love for sentient beings, that is wishing every sentient being to be endowed with happiness and its causes. Cultivating compassion, great compassion for sentient beings, that is wishing every sentient being to be free from suffering and its causes. Cultivating altruistic state of mind or bodhicitta, that is wishing to work for enlightenment for the sake of all other sentient beings, and cultivating insight into emptiness, the way in which everything actually exists. So these are some of the best antidotes we could cultivate to counteract our defilements and negativities. As His Holiness the Dalai Lama is often fond of advising us, in a very simple, very down-to-earth, easy to understand things, but yet very profound, that all of us in our everyday life, we should do our best not to do anything that is harmful to others. We should do our best, to help or benefit others. So in those simple, if you will, looks like statements, we have our, real profound practices that we could do in our everyday life.
Voilà, ta kasin chin sam de kare is na kasin ni George Elia kan de shwe ni ta kamang bu jman nan do was ta kasin ni ma len na ya de ni je sin sa su je sin sa re ta ni go ba de kare is na jimbe cho ma cha pa yin sta ka na ta jimba ta ga nan ta cho jiba kare is na ma cha pa yin.
Now I want to go back to the 22 responses Great Adisha gave to his three great disciples. I think last time we did 8 of them, and now the 9th one should be. He said, the best form of giving or generosity, Shimbecho in Tibetan, is what we call non-attachment.
That's Jimbe. 아이 같이 죽게 된줄 아니 간줄 나름 그다음 기회 차로 봐 시간 차로 봐 그래서 로인도 커버 봐.
So, as many of you have listened to Lamrim teachings and you might have read Lamrim books that, deal with practices of six perfections or parameters. So here we are also talking about giving or generosity. So in order for us to be able to do any form of practice properly, we need to educate ourselves about, different aspects of that practice. In the case of giving, we need to understand what are the factors or the agents or things involved in giving. Of course, there has to be a giver, and then there has to be a receiver. And then there has to be, what called the substance of giving, something that is being given, a thing or an object or whatever, something is transferred or given. So there are those three things involved in giving.
That thing is an thing that is an jimbe ngote hakob shemures. Jimbe ngote hamagunate, jimba kartong yami hakobunemares.
So in other words, what is involved in giving is the one who gives, the giver, the one who receives, the receiver, and what is being given. And it is very important to understand what does giving or generosity really mean? What is it? What is its nature? Right? Otherwise, what does it mean? I'm doing giving. So it's very important for us to understand what giving really means. So in a very kind of ordinary sense, usually we may consider like if we give someone a food or someone drink, so we thought, well, that's giving, right? I give something to eat, I give something to drink, right? So we will think, well, that's giving.
So
but that's what tells us then, if giving means, giving something material, in this case, food, drink, or whatever, then we are defining giving very materialistically. So giving means some kind of object almost, right? There has to be something visible thing that is being transferred. So if we identify giving as the same as what is being given, then that means something that is, that we could eat, something that we can drink, something visible has to be there for the giving, right?
That jimbe, so that that is saya tu nado jimbe zayim bese. That jimbe saya kare sese na tongsem teres. Tongsem de. Tetego sese samba kiyar was. Tel jimbe sese teres.
But what really giving is, what is giving or generosity done in Sanskrit or chinba in Tibetan, chinba is defined as the wish to give. It's the mind to give. The wish to give means we have to mentally let go, detach from what is being given. It's a state of mind. So giving is not so much what is being given, but it is, the wish to give. It's the letting go. It is the non-attachment. It's the detachment.
Lenta. Jimba tondi. Jimba number tamba tondi zani. Lenta tang. Lenta rewa me pas. Ngin de pa trebi na chun de chile me ngos na rebata. Ani trebi yang tamba yin jungguri samba. Tende ki samu me bito ni. Ho pensin kone gone. Ani ya konchul pubi yin na ta susu yipen yun piya si. Ma jimba tamba yin pensin kone gone. Ha tango res.
So when we give, the real giving, should not have anything, any expectation in return. It's like, oh, if I give, then what do I get in return? You know, do I get some kind of appreciation, or do I get some kind of a positive result, or some kind of, well, I give this time, and sometime in the future, you know, they have to give me back something. You know, no games being played here, no politics, no expectation, no hopes, no conditions and strings attached to this. It's just a pure state of mind. Yes, I want to give. You know, let go of that attachment and expectations. So we give with beneficial intention, right? So with a beneficial state of mind, a positive state of mind, we make offerings to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So that is also giving. You know, we appreciate their kindnesses and we make offerings to them. Mm. Or with beneficial intention, we give to the poor and the needy. So, but we should not expect anything in return. There should not be any agenda hidden behind. You know, no politics and games involved here. Should not be.
Mm. Lambre na lani jimba talaga tan dusin sum kananda was.
Now, do you remember how many forms of giving are there, or at least talked about in the Lamrim, you know, practices? So, how many types of generosity or giving are there?
Wala, tate sumbo te dusir was sanzing jimba kiche.
Lamrim talks about three types of giving. One, giving of material gift,
sangsing jimba. Sangsing jimba. Then church jimba.
And the second one is church jimba, giving of spiritual gift or giving of dharma.
Ta ane sumba tele mingi pi jimba. Siyan sangsang shab jimba senyari.
And the third one is the giving of protection or fearlessness, giving of fearlessness. So giving food, giving drinks, giving money, and whatever those material things we give, all of those belong to what is called the giving of material substances or material gifts.
You know, that something is important. Any that quiet is important. That is very important. Kadu grow do na. When are that and mugi to say important. Mugi chane. That.
So even in terms of giving material gifts, if we give the things which the others truly need at the time of their need, let's say, you know, people are dying of starvation, not enough food. So if we give food, so then that's really, we're giving what they truly need, so that should be more beneficial giving. Or if people are dying of thirst, in order to quench their thirst, we give drinks to them, so that's really fulfilling their needs. Or people need clothing, otherwise, you know, they are frozen to death, or they are like, you know, burned by the, you know, scorching sun, so we give what they really need to protect them from heat and cold. So, you know, giving the things they truly need at the time of need, so that makes the giving more beneficial practice. As I was explaining to you the other day, sometimes we have to think that somebody might have all kinds of needs, but what will really benefit them? Sometimes the needs and the benefits do coincide, as in the examples I just gave you. But sometimes maybe, you know, there are needs, but we cannot fulfill all the needs, and maybe it's not important to fulfill all those needs. And as Arya Nagarjuna states in his Ratna Avali called the Precious Garland, and Kesala quoted the line, he said, if we really, that means if means, I think based on many conditions, we truly know it is going to be beneficial, if somebody needs a poison and that's really going to benefit that, then give poison. And an example is, you know, we, you know, in the peacocks need poisonous plants to thrive, to shine their feathers, you know, to live. So if we give poisonous plants to the peacock, which is their, you know, diet or food, well, that is a beneficial giving. On the other hand, if hunters and sports of all kinds, if they need our help, they say, oh, can you help me to hunt down animals, or you know, then we should not do that. Yes, you know, they need the help, but that we should not give because it's not beneficial. So material giving is basically any material resources we have in samsara, when we give them, you know, to benefit others, so that is what we call giving. Again, as I explained before, just giving the material thing may not constitute giving, but there has to be the wish to give, the mind to let go, no strings attached, you know, along with that material giving. So that's what really giving is. And now the second form of giving is the giving of spiritual gift or giving of dharma, chuji chimba. And Kesala says that we can all do that. As it is stated in the Lamrim treatises, in order to practice giving of spiritual gift or dharma, you know, one does not need to sit on a high throne and being surrounded by a large gathering of people looking at you. Because you see, when we do our daily practice of prayers and so on, well, there may not be anybody, you know, next to us, but we can think of, you know, we can think about the invisible beings. You know, there are those beings with no form, formless beings. Some of them are there who want to listen to the sound of Dharma teaching. So we can think of is a giving a spiritual gift to these invisible, you know, beings who could be around us. Or when we are taking a walk alone in a nice, beautiful, I mean, trekking or whatever, if there are nobody around, we could still recite prayers and thinking that, you know, may these, you know, sounds of the prayers benefit the birds and the other animals you see around in that environment. So that also constitutes giving of a spiritual gift.
Like, 아니 소수 소수 게 아니 가다 튀면 아니 당지 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 깨도 다 최대도스 아 라는 게 아니 깨도 튀면 아니 최대 아 땡기 있으면 나서 마 숨고였다.
Which I don't do during the teaching here, that you would recognize it. But often, you know, our lineage, great spiritual masters, so before they give teaching, you know, they have Kishala demonstrated in front of you, so they would hold the hand gesture or the mudra, which shows that I'm turning the wheel of Dharma, I'm giving teaching, I'm going to give teaching. Okay, so that's called the mudra, Dharma Chakra Parivartin Mudra, the gesture of turning the wheel of Dharma. And then they recite a whole, like, several lines, which is more than stanza, probably a stanza and a half or two, and which basically says that I'm going to give teaching, and may all sentient beings hear the teachings in their own languages. May the divine beings hear the teaching in the divine language. May the Nagas hear the teaching in their Naga language. May the Asuras and the Gandharas and all of them, the Yakshas and the invisible beings of all kinds, and may the humans and all other forms of beings, whatever their languages are, may they be able to get the teaching in their own languages. So they recite those lines before they give the teaching. So bodhisattvas on a higher spiritual grounds and Buddhas or enlightened beings, when they teach, that really literally happens. They could speak in one language, but because of the power of the intention, so every sentient being could hear their teachings in their respective languages. Okay. So when Buddha speak, let's say, teach in Sanskrit, then all beings could hear the teaching in their own languages, and there is no need for translations into multi-language languages. They just hear it. That's one of the unique, perhaps exclusive quality of Buddha's speech. They can speak in one language and others can hear in, you know, all their respective languages. So that is because of the power of enlightened speech that beings are able to hear the teaching in their own languages.
So that
gurus or the spiritual masters, perform the gesture of giving teaching and they recite those lines where their intention is for every sentient being to hear the teaching in their own languages. We should wish the same thing. From a guru devotion practice, while we need to see our gurus, meaning qualified gurus we take for granted, as real Buddhas. And if they were to be real Buddhas, then they could speak in one language and all everybody else should be able to hear their teachings in their respective languages. As great Indian master Acharya Vasubandhu, in the footnote, brother of Acharya Asanga, said, and Kishala quoted the lines clearly, that he said, what is really important, as a matter of essential, in the giving of spiritual gift, Dharma, is the pure motivation. He said, the giving of spiritual gift should not be contaminated by delusions. So that means there should be a deluded motivation or hidden agenda, you know, behind giving Dharma, spiritual gift. It should be a pure motivation to just wish to benefit others.
No, so that
So the spiritual giving can be like, it can be like answering somebody's questions, and we do that with pure motivation, without any hidden agenda or deluded motivation, and honestly answer the questions we really know the answers to, and then honestly tell them that I don't know this. So that's fine. Just don't have to talk about the things we don't know, but tell them what we really know with pure motivation, and that could be also giving of a spiritual gift. So we talked though very briefly about giving of material gift, giving of spiritual gift or Dharma, and the third one is the giving of fearlessness or protection. So that basically means that if any life is in danger, and if we can save that life or protect that life, so that is, you know, giving of fearlessness. So what that, you know, the giving of fearlessness protection means that, you know, if we have a power or ability to protect someone in a life from dangers, right, someone's life is in danger, is at risk, you know, and someone really is afraid of, you know, situations, and if we can help that person, so then try to protect their life. So that's what we call giving fearlessness.
So that thing, Rawa meba chigu garmato ni rokwan desi na kuransan di ngay kurangan di kuransan di yungres samni talis samachi san meba chigu gar.
So again, as in other forms of giving, you know, we should not have any condition attached to protecting someone's life or helping save someone's life. Like, well, if I save your life this time, so next time you owe me, big thing. So, I mean, we can, you know, practice giving in, you know, everyday situations, right? Somebody needs a direction. So we really wish to benefit that person, you know, we show the direction if we know it, right? But don't, you know, give the wrong direction or try to trick and or just pretend to know it, and then that's harmful, you know. If we know the direction, give the direction with pure, you know, heart and mind.
So
if you read the life stories of great yogi Malarabha, you know, you will hear of many interesting, you know, positive changes happen with people. But at one point, there was a hunter chasing a deer, and both the deer and the hunter ended up at Milarepa's cave, and then Milarepa somehow transformed both of them, and they both ended up listening to Milarepa's teaching. Eons and eons before Shakyamuni Buddha was, became a Buddha. Rather, was like he was not even close to becoming a Buddha. Eons and eons before that, when he was on the path and grounds, at one point he was a deer, an animal.
That ngamba mangbo che yong che ta tin chama lo ra da ngab je yo yin bare ngab je to ngab je bu tin chama lo pe so ki ta so ki ni ga chi bu cha ni ta zhe gu yo zhe zan ta ani ti paru de ta che che bu chi bu she ni kun zhe ge de kan ji ta yang san ne ga ni na ji ta che bu chi she ni chum tu gu yo ma san ji
So at that time, when the Buddha was a deer, as a Bodhisattva, you know, was reborn as a deer, so was among like other hundreds of deers, and then there were hundreds, you know, chasing them, and they all, I think, either have to jump over a cliff or they have to, you know, cross a big water or something like that.
Yeah, then call. That because they top kunzu the dark and that top kill on the street tell you. So they keep them those lanchini. That kill what is some of that when in the second in Kura gave a lending shit, gave a gun, eh, because they can fall in the shit, those that, but that can lose the turn numbers.
And the Buddha as a deer happened to be the, I think, healthiest and the strongest deer in the whole group. And then what Buddha did was, you know, he kind of situated himself in the middle of whatever that water or something, and so that all other weaker ones can land, you know, jump on him, and then they can bounce to the other side of the water or the river. And that's how he saved the lives of all other, you know, deer. So of course, I mean, imagine like, you know, there's hundreds of other, you know, jumping on your back and then bouncing to the other safe side. So that has really wounded the Buddha as a deer very much. But even with that, you know, he, showed so much sense of forbearance, of patience to save the life of others. So that is also a giving of fearlessness.
Jimba tang ne, jimba tang ne, tsurim yabu sungu yores. Tsurim yabu masu ne, nega, alitin zung ne. Jimba tang ne, tsurim yabu sungu res.
As we practice giving, taken for granted that we practice giving properly, but we also need to observe, you know, ethics or morality, properly as well.
Da tsurim yabu masu ne, tsurim masu vi jie jie ne, Da karese wala, tengi karese. Ani, da, ten menba la shegu yor, ta kanji yidhan dhapu tendeta, ta khana yiti yundru dhapu tendeta, tende shegu yor is.
You know, why is, observing pure ethics important and combined with giving is, if you do not practice ethics purely or properly, but just, you know, we are really good in doing giving, then the results, the good results of our giving could ripen, in the form of lives such as predators or hungry ghosts. So one could be reborn as a very rich hungry ghost. So imagine that. So what the riches could do now. Or one could be reborn as rich animals. So there are, you know, rich Nagas, yeah, and then there are rich predators or hungry ghosts. So in the case of hungry ghosts, they can be just extremely rich, but they can't even use a teeny bit of their riches. So, I mean, imagine that one. So what that means is that the giving, generosity, leads to being rich or have a lot of resources, but not observing pure ethics leads to bad rebirths.
So, rang jimbe tangbin jebute, ane mi tinda mi beshebalata, ane tsutung yabu sungu baris.
So if we would like to enjoy the fruits of giving, then we also need to practice, pure ethics or morality, so that we will be able to reborn as, reborn as a human being with fully endowed human life and enjoy the fruits of giving.
That jinbian jibu di ngendok tenle mi goya karres, that jesu nas.
So if asked, actually we already answered that, but if we ask, so what, how come that the fruits of giving ripen in bad migrations or unfortunate states of rebirth?
That the land and banning the water of Gomanji when the song was. A show of children come by young and Jones. A children to come by young by incense, that then they don't say, Kazimba Tambi, and they were turning and written members.
And as great Indian master Acharya Chandrakirti states in his Madhyamik Avatar, or Supplement to the Middle Way, and Geshe-la quoted the lines, and he used the metaphorical language there. So he basically is telling us that why the fruits of giving ripen in hell or in bad migrations is because of not, you know, observing morality or ethics properly.
Nice. So that is that. So that is again. I am doing that top Google. I am getting to swim to be. I am swimming to swim. Young Tava Karan, Donga Karan Lang. I am swimming Google.
So if you want to have a good rebirth, once again to be reborn as a human being, you know, whose life is characterized by freedoms and enriching factors, then we have to observe, you know, ethics. You know, at a basic level, we observe the ethics of abandoning 10 negativities of body, spirit, and mind. Then we may have taken other vows and commitments, so we need to keep all of them intact. As great Nagarjuna has stated in Precious Garland, Ratna Avali, Jinbei Longzhi, from giving comes resources or riches. Timjite, from morality or ethics or discipline comes good rebirth.
So, sir, Omar Jitawanzi, which Kodulin as a Jarum Dendishuni, and the T Nanga, just at the ancient Tolzibio to the Yorba, Shanzi Abu Tagoras.
I think, you know, it was 97 that we invited His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, to Los Angeles and requested for, you know, teaching on Precious Garland. And many of you might have attended the teaching at the time. And at the time, we provided, you know, of course, the translations of the Precious Garland text, or there could be other translations of Precious Garland text. So I would advise you to read the translations and, you know, learn about these things.
Well, that is it. That and the Jinsu Pashi Truksin. Sometimes Pashi Truk, that Pashi Truk, Pashi Truksin at the New York, that Pashi Truk Nani. Pashi Truk the Hira Gation Boris. Shangi Sabat the Dambo Shangi Shushi. But the Pashi Tamis of Tosagri, Tosai at the Pashi Truk Gun, that Pashi Truk in Yanaji Guni. Ne Tamis of Tosan of yours.
Bodhisattvas, initially they generate bodhicitta or the altruistic state of mind, and then for three great countless eons, they accumulate a merit primarily through the six perfections or the six parameters. Sometimes we talk about six perfections, sometimes we talk about 10 perfections, but that's a matter of classifications. So it's very important to understand what the six perfections are.
That Jinbei Pashin Ji Nyan Le Da Nga Ran Zog Susi Chowa Thama Ba Tan Zog Jinbei Pashin Ki Nyan Le Jian Sen Da Da Sanji Sama Nang Yi Ga Da Kangpo Re Da Yi Na Ya Da Chan Zawa Ki Yung Da Yang Nga Zog Susi Eni Pa Gaya Gara Se Wala Da Jinbei Ni Na Jinbei Ma Cha Bu Thoa Ni Jinbei Ya Bu Ji Dang Bi Yi Na Da Di Da Chan Zawa Ki Cha Ga Re Si Da Yi Da Nga Zog Kisang Chin Bu Ji Ra Gu Yor Ba Si.
So at our level, I mean, we could be engaging in the practices of six perfections, and if we do them really well, they may be very, similar to the perfections of bodhisattvas, but they're not one and the same thing. And let's say if we practice giving, the perfection of giving, we do really do it without sense of attachment, grasping, you know, clinging, then our really giving comes close to the perfection of giving or bodhisattvas.
No, that's the thing. That one thing is that if you so pass through the real truth,
In ornament for clear realization by Maitreya, which is called Abhisamaya Alangara, and in Tibetan called Wundogen, we find explanation of how we could practice, you know, all the six perfections within each perfection. So that means when we, for example, practice the perfection of giving, we could incorporate the other five perfections within it. So in that way, we can talk about, you know, 36, you know, practices of perfections, but those are on a lot of details and things we need to study, and here we don't have the time and we, you know, and other conditions, but at the monastic universities, you know, who engage in years of study and, you know, debate, so these are the things they deal with. So now this goes back to what Atija said. He said the best form of giving is non-attachment, or perhaps some people might prefer the word detachment, provided that we understand what detachment means. And relating to that, then I have talked about, very briefly about different forms of giving. So I have pulled my resources from Lamrim, from the precious garland, from the, sublimate to the middle way, and so on. So I have explained in brief what giving really is and what are different forms of giving. And we will stop there today, and as many of you already know that I will be visiting India. So I will be gone for 3 weeks, so that means August 7, August 14, August 21, three Sundays I won't be here, I will be in India, and in my absence I have arranged and here, for the video recorded teachings that I have given recently in Colorado, and the teachings I gave was based on the Lama Tsongkhapa's foundation of all good qualities. In Tibetan called Yuandin Shichurma, Foundation of All Good Qualities. This is a very important work of Lama Tsongkhapa, and so I would strongly advise come together on Sunday here, like as you always come to teaching, and then watch the video teachings. And then we have some prayer requests here. Rosemary Payon is hospitalized, and the prayers are requested for her. D. Laurentis had a very bad accident, and so we all the prayers are requested for her too. And then, of course, we often receive requests for prayers for people who have passed away. So we make prayers accordingly to the conditions of the people, you know, who have requested prayers for those who have passed away. We send our prayers and good wishes for them to find good rebirths and meet with precious teaching and qualified masters. And for those who are terribly ill and sick, may they be able to recover from their sicknesses soon and then, you know, develop interest in Dharma and doing the positive things. So we pray to Chenrezig Arya Avalokiteshvara and recite Om Mani Padme Hum.
Shadong Gule Jive Jabo Dong Shadong Yabo Dong Sanje Hum Kala Kande Jala Kete Sambar Jive Jolo Satsi Om Mani Padme Hum 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 Om Mani Padme Hum
Jauh ingin lebih cepat, tinggi cepat tambah dan cukup cepat bertambah dan tujuh ingin lebih dalam memilu yang macam. Anda kerja jauh paman dan kendi syawal dan insan dan rubah tak. Anda jadi yang kamu jadi ingin tu, nanti begitu sahaja dah kini, tinggi dan susah dan memilu yang macam.
Whatever merit we have accumulated together this morning, participating in the teaching, we dedicate it for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy masters live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and authentic spirituality. Last but not least, we dedicate our collective merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
Thank you. Sanje yendo me de gambe wa ye Doge nanda kena shibara Sho ye dam guru re nama jalak Niyataya Amen.
I have one more announcement. Gisela would like, your help in that. There's a Canadian company called Bombardiers. Maybe some of you might have read about this, who are collaborating with Communist China to build that railway from China to Lhasa. And so we have action plans and letters to be sent to the concerned authorities. And this has come from the ICT International Campaign for Tibet in Washington, D.C. And we have few letters in the lobby, so we hope that we will, sign those letters and, mail them or fax them. And if we don't have enough there, you may visit the website of ICT called www.savetibet.org. So you can print out the letters from there and mail or fax them to the authorities. So we appreciate your help.
Okay. 那对应该就是口语的，所说的口语，当然，中国说的多语，当然，他那一带，即，那，是属于的，开始推到人用的，听，没得他，那也听不进去，那，那也听不，口语用过来是，是的，这个听不下来是。
So Gisela Phillips and of course he wanted to emphasize this point that this cooperation of the Canadian company Bombardiers with the Communist China is very destructive to the environment of Tibet and inhabitants within the environment and for the further destruction of Tibetan identity and culture as this railway anyway is on progress and then there will be more civilian transfer of Chinese into the Tibetans where Tibetans are already minority, so that is basically killing the Tibetans in their own land as a cultural people, as a spiritual, as a human being. So we would appreciate your support here. And then my another thing, just a tip on Tibetan culture is because Keshela is living for India for 3 weeks, so I would just simply share my Tibetan culture here that you can save your prostrations. You don't need to do prostrations. Siddha saved them, wishing Geshe-la safe trip to India, and when he comes back, you can offer the prostrations to him.
Thank you. Okay. Everybody keep it well, and practice well for me. Okay. See ya. 3 weeks after. Thank you. No, no, no. Thank you. Thank you.
I just have a very quick announcement to make.